This is the Fulham Podcast on the Football Hour.
That's right, you're listening to the Fulham Podcast on the Football Hour. I am Dom Betts, and on this week's podcast, there is no special guest. It's just me, just to switch it up again, because, you know, I don't want it to get all same old, same old. So on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about Scott Parker, Richard Stearman, Emerson Hyman, and then previewing Brighton and Ipswich, the two away games which will be being played before next week's podcast. So starting with Scott Parker. In the last three games, he has played 90 minutes in each game, and that was probably about 10 minutes of stoppage time in the Preston game. But he's been the best player on the pitch a lot of the time. And this is ridiculous, because what is he, he's like mid-30s now, maybe late 30s. He hasn't been playing this well probably since his first season in the Premier League for us, I mean, perfectly honest. I mean, he's often been labelled as slowing our play down, but he's just been phenomenal in the last month or so, and it's good to see, because he realistically should be our best player, because on paper, with his experience, you know, he just should be. And it's also got to do with his partnership with Rohan Ince. That's been immense, and we're really going to miss Rohan Ince tomorrow, because obviously you can't play against his parent club, Brighton. But I don't know how he's lasted 390 minutes, because it's probably been around 200 minutes with stoppages, because there was about 10 minutes of additional time in the Preston game. But it's just been immense, and I hope he continues to form up until the rest of the season, the last five games to go, I believe.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.
So next up, we have Richard Stearman. He's finally showing his player of the season, player of the year form and just ability, which he showed at Wolves last season, because we signed him for a pretty small fee. I think it was around $2 million. And I thought that was a really good bargain, but his games at the start of the season weren't the greatest. I mean, he wasn't consistently in the side, so you can't really judge on that. But he's shown his performances, which is thankfully for me anyway, because it's keeping Dan Burn out the side, who should never be in a starting 11 for a team who realistically won't be making playoffs in automatic promotion. I know we haven't done that the last two seasons, but that's where we believe we should be, because we're Fulham. We're one of the bigger clubs in the Championship. I'm not saying we're the biggest, but I mean, going back to Richard Stearman, even when he's played right back, he's been okay for us. I mean, he's not a right wing back, so obviously he'd be playing in the middle three, in the three back, but in the full back, at right back, he has been solid. And this is good, because, I mean, he had a very, very poor performance when we played Middlesbrough at home, I think last month, maybe the month before. That was a very, very poor performance. Obviously, he got sent off for pretty much rugby tackling Jordan Rhodes, but he's recovered well, and he's been one of our key performers, especially in defence in the last month or so.
You can listen to all our latest podcasts on our Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/The Football Hour.
Moving on to Emerson Hyman, I personally believed he was our best and most promising youth player out of that cup final scene that obviously lost to Chelsea eventually. But, you know, against the likes of Moussa Dembele, you had Patrick Roberts, obviously, in that team. I still believe Emerson Hyman is, well, for me, was the best and most promising. I could see him going on to the best things out of all them players. And just because of how composed he is on the ball, his ability to dictate play from deep, from centre, from further up the pitch, he could just control the ball, pass it out. He even had a decent shot on him. And he's had to adapt to playing wide left, and he even scored in the last game to give us that late winner against Cardiff City at home. So I think he should be starting on Friday tomorrow, but I'll get onto my team later. And I really hope he signs a new deal as well, because he can only go from strength to strength. I mean, because what, he's only like just turned 20 years old. I mean, he's only like, what, a few weeks older than me. So he can just go from strength to strength. And I really hope we sign him to a new deal, because I know we obviously know Dembele's going to leave, because, you know, he has got the ability to play in a Premier League, a La Liga, a Bundesliga. But I think Emerson Hyman, there is a possibility of him signing a new deal. So I hope Slavisa Jokanović has just seen enough to give him the new one. Going on to preview, the first out of the two games this week is Brighton away tomorrow evening. And for everyone asking, it's not on TV, because there's a marathon in Brighton on the weekend. But Brighton's form, they've drawn three out of the last five, and two of them have been at home. So, I mean, we have an opportunity to continue our unbeaten run here. And for anyone who doesn't know, they're currently 4 points off the top and 2 points off automatic promotion. So they are definitely in with a big chance of getting to the Premier League. So it'd be nice to sort of mess that up like we did to Middlesbrough last season. But I mean, as we know, Fulham have won their last three. They're unbeaten in four. My prediction for this game, probably a 2-2. I mean, both teams are going to score. That's what happens between both sides in most of their games. They're both goal-scoring teams, but also haven't got the strongest defences. my lineup for this game would probably be Bettinelli in goal, then a back four, which is quite questionable, but I want to try it out. So I have Stearman at right back, Garber at left back, and have Amora Bieta and Tim Ream as centre backs, two very ball comfortable centre backs. Then in the midfield, four with Ryan Fredericks, and then Emerson Hyman on the left. And then in the centre, Parker and Tunnicliffe. Then obviously up front, Ross McCormack and Dembele. I want to try this out. I mean, I want to play Garber. I really like Garber. He's got a great delivery of the ball. And, you know, when you're on counter-attack, he's quick, so you need him as well. Obviously, Fredericks, I don't know, he's not very good defensively, so I'd rather see him further up the pitch. And obviously, with no Ince, Tunnicliffe can come more central because he's playing a bit more wide recently. And to shove him back in the middle and have Hyman out wide left, because, I mean, he did score last Saturday, so you can't exactly drop him. And, yeah, McCormack and Mbele up front. So yeah, 2-2 in that game. If I was going to go for goal scorers for us, I'd probably say one for McCormack and one for Dembele, because, you know, that's quite an easy thing to say with Fulham. But next up on Tuesday, we have Ipswich, and we won't win this game. I'm 100% sure we won't win this, because they're unbeaten in something like 17 Tuesday games at Portman Road, and they've won 16 of them. I think they drew their last one. But, I mean, it might even be 18 games now, but I remember there was an article that came out, I think, in February, I believe, that they won 16 Tuesday night games on the trot, so it wasn't going to Stoke on a Tuesday night, it was going to Ipswich. If we come out of both these games unscathed and, you know, hopefully get maybe 2 points, even at a possibility four, we can easily pick up 9 points in the remaining fixtures. Obviously, Nottingham Forest at home, Brentford away, and then finally, on the last day, Bolton at home. So that's been the Fulham podcast for this week. Tell me if you prefer it of just me talking, or you prefer it when I have a guest. I mean, my internet is a bit dodgy this week, so it probably wouldn't have been the greatest quality either. But, you know, let me know what you prefer. Do you prefer me talking on my own, or do you prefer me having a guest? Because if you prefer me having a guest, I'll get a new guest on each week. There's not a shortage of Fulham fans, I know.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts.